Spotlight. This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on Emerging Science, Technology and Innovation Conclave 2025, Powering India's Ambition to Become a Global Innovation Hub. The participants are Praful Ketkar, political analyst, and Nishit Kumar, anchor.
From the first spark of electricity to the digital revolution of our times, history has shown us that nations that invest in knowledge, nurture curiosity, and dare to innovate are the ones that rise, thrive, and lead. Science is not confined to laboratories. It lives in our policies, our industries, our classrooms, and our communities. The Emerging Science Technology Innovation Conclave, ESTIC, India's premier STI platform, is being organized in New Delhi. And to discuss more about the same, we are pleased to have with us in our studios Mr. Praful Ketkar, political analyst. Welcome, Mr. Praful.
Namaste.
Mr. Ketkar, let's begin with the importance of science, technology and innovation in a nation's progress and the ESTIC conclave. How is the conclave shaping and furthering India's tech landscape?
This conclave was not just on science and technology, it was on emerging science and technology and innovation. Now, what is happening? Earlier, the science and technology, or science turning into technology. The fundamental research used to happen in science, but technology used to become as a utilizing force for the common people. That used to take a period of centuries, as we have seen with a steam engine or idea of electricity. And eventually the government used to adopt the policies and then it used to percolate down to the utilization of common masses. Now, with digitization of technology, the things have changed. The percolation or transformation from science to technology is happening very fast. And it is not just your economy. What is called as the emerging technology, whether it is nanotechnology, whether it is biotechnology, whether it is based on semiconductors, whether it is related to earth material, whether it is related to all issues related to vaccines and your DNAs, all these things are now connected to not just your economy and self-sufficiency and science and technology. It has a very strong bearing on your country's security also. So issues related to energy, for example, issues related to technology transfer, that also has a very critical impact. So governments now have to think about first getting the technology in a faster space to provide it to the common masses. Secondly, have some kind of control over the technology. And in this particular game, evolving R&D ecosystem is very critical. When research and development ecosystem, what is the secret of America become America? It is simply because the private players, the academia, the production industry, all these three were brought together and facilitated by the government. That is why defense and manufacturing industry actually prospered during interwar period, and America became the highest exporting of defense manufacturing. The same is with pharmaceuticals and agriculture and fertilizers related products. Talking about the genetically modified products now in agriculture sector, which is the one of the main negotiating points between India and US, that has also to do with basically our food security. So I see this entire effort, one is to, first of all the stakeholders coming together and thinking about the emerging technologies. Two, possibility of collaborations with the international actors in acquiring knowledge related to these technologies. And three, creating a domestic ecosystem where our researchers, our students, our scientists, our institutions, and even private players from the industry get an opportunity to come together on one platform, discuss the ideas and plan about their R&D. Zoho is the classic example. You know, the way R&D ecosystem Zoho has created, that is now matching point by point to the emerging technologies as far as the digital space is concerned. So we need to think about the future now. We will have to visualize the changes in technology for the future and prepare ourselves for it. That is going to be, this conclave is going to lay the foundation for that emerging technology ecosystem.
Now, Honorable Prime Minister, while addressing the conclave today, laid great stress on the domain and exhorted all the stakeholders to join the revolution. Let's listen in to the Prime Minister.
Hamara prayas hai ki private sector mein bhi रिसर्च एंड डेवलपमेंट को बढ़ावा मिले। पहली बार हाई रिस्क और हाई इंपैक्ट प्रोजेक्ट के लिए कैपिटल भी उपलब्ध कराई जा रही है। भारत में इनोवेशंस का आधुनिक इकोसिस्टम बने, इसके लिए हम ईज ऑफ डूइंग रिसर्च पर भी फोकस कर रहे हैं। इस दिशा में हमारी सरकार ने फाइनेंशियल रूल्स और प्रोक्योरमेंट पॉलिसी में भी कई रिफॉर्म्स किए हैं। हमने रेगुलेशन, इंसेंटिव्स और सप्लाई चेन्स में भी रिफॉर्म्स किए हैं, ताकि प्रोटोटाइप जल्दी से लैब से निकलकर मार्केट तक पहुंचे।
Mr. Kekar, we just heard Prime Minister talk about the rapid strides India has taken in the recent past on the successful launch of India's heaviest communication satellite by ISRO yesterday. How do you see this?
See, ISRO is a very, very, I would say, feather in the cap of India's scientific community. Of course, from the first denial of satellite technology by Western powers, but I think post Pokhran, the way sanctions were imposed and two things that we did. One is in satellite technology and the second one is in cryogenic engines. Indian scientists have proved that we always have the potential, we always have the acumen to match up the technological innovations of global standards if given opportunity. What happened post Pokhran? Entire world almost ganged up and denied us a right to develop certain things. ISRO and DRDO, these two organizations came forward. Today, the similar situation has come up. In a way, in the name of Swadeshi and Atmanirbhata, Prime Minister has thrown a challenge to our scientific community. Now, please try and understand, entire communication network is working through satellites. Whether our mobiles, whether our telephones, whether our whatever digital data that we are consuming, whether our telecom industry. And if we don't have a control over those satellites, if we don't have enough capability and bandwidth to handle that much of communication, this particular, it is not just the heaviest, but most efficient communication satellite that we have launched. And I think ISRO has yet again proved that when it comes to, I believe that in coming times when we are going for the next phase of Gaganyaan, I firmly believe that this is going to be the benchmark when it comes to whether the costing of the satellite and the way the qualitatively we have set the new standards when it comes to the launching of the satellite. On both these parameters, ISRO has proved that India can produce world class with a minimum cost.
Well, you discussed about research and development in your opening statement. The Prime Minister also on the occasion launched the rupees 1 lakh crore research development innovation scheme. Research development and of course innovation are the growth engines of the world of science and technology. How is India positioned in the domain, Mr. Kekar, and what further push do you see with the launch of this scheme? But before you answer that, let's listen to the Honorable Prime Minister what he said about it.
21st century ka ye daur सबसे अभूतपूर्व बदलावों का दौर है। बदलाव की एक गति लीनियर नहीं बल्कि एक्सपोनेंशियल है। आज भारत इमर्जिंग साइंस टेक्नोलॉजी और इनोवेशन से जुड़े इन सभी एस्पेक्ट को आगे बढ़ा रहा है। अब जैसे एक उदाहरण है रिसर्च फंडिंग का। आप सब जय जवान जय किसान के विजन से लंबे अरसे से परिचित रहे हैं। रिसर्च और फोकस करते हुए हमने उसमें जय विज्ञान और जय अनुसंधान भी जोड़ा है। हमने अनुसंधान नेशनल रिसर्च फाउंडेशन बनाया है ताकि हमारी यूनिवर्सिटीज में रिसर्च और इनोवेशन को स्केल अप किया जा सके। इसके साथ साथ हमने रिसर्च डेवलपमेंट इनोवेशन स्कीम भी शुरू की है और इसके लिए 1,00,000 करोड़ रुपए की राशि तय की गई है।
या मिस्टर केतकर, योर कमेंट्स नाउ।
एज आई वाज टॉकिंग अबाउट, R&D इज द बेडरॉक ऑफ साइंटिफिक डेवलपमेंट एंड इट्स सॉर्ट ऑफ सिनर्जी विद द इंडस्ट्री। एंड R&D, द बिगेस्ट चैलेंज इज व्हेन यू इनिशियली इन्वेस्ट इन रिसर्च एंड डेवलपमेंट, फ्रेंकली स्पीकिंग यू आर actually walking in darkness.
Absolutely.
You don't know what kind of product you are going to evolve, what kind of product that will fulfill the needs of the people and how would market respond
absolutely.
To it.
Absolutely. It's like just you're picking a pin in a haystack kind
yeah,
of a
absolutely.
Thing.
Yes. But what has happened? And because of that, every government or every academic institution is very, very skeptical about investing in R&D, even for that matter, industry. So what you need to do, you need to create an ecosystem where you block certain money and you say, boss, you try on this. As many people quote different scientists, some quote Einstein, some quote Marconi, but in a way, 1,000 times failure, 1,000 times success is basically the culmination of 999 failure. That is R&D. But that doesn't mean those 999 failures did not teach you something.
Yes.
That learning process in R&D is very critical when it comes to turning fundamental science into technology. Now, what has happened? In last 10, 12 years, we have doubled our budgetary expenditure on R&D. Our patents, the number of patents registered have increased, as Prime Minister also mentioned, 17 yes. times. And our deep tech ecosystem has also increased multifold. So what we are trying to do is, we are on the one hand encouraging individuals to take this risky path. On the other hand, government is providing a sort of support or facilitating. And thirdly, we are bringing in industry who is ready to buy if you produce something. So the innovator, the facilitator, and the producer, yes. they are coming together. This makes the ecosystem.
Also, Mr. Kedkar, Prime Minister rightly mentioned that India is no longer merely a consumer of technology, but has become a pioneer of transformation through technology. A case in point being what he mentioned was India being the pharma or the vaccine capital or home to the world during the pandemic. Now, how do you see this, his statement?
See, it is a very, very interesting. That's why I mentioned about the post-Pokhran scenario.
Yeah.
Now, what is happening? Vaccine and pharma, of course, we are global capital. 108 countries we given vaccine as grants and not just as selling them. But besides that, what we need to understand is, as Prime Minister also mentioned, that ethical and human approach of India. We always had some kind of knowledge. We always had some kind of technology. But we never patentized it and used it just to profiteering.
For the commercial.
Commercial
yes,
purpose.
Yes.
Now, Indonesia is asking for Indian satellites. Now, BrahMos as a defense manufacturing thing is in demand after Operation Sindoor. These are indicators that now world is seeing India as a player on the table where they need to negotiate. See, your talk of morality and peace is heard only when you are powerful. India has shown that. And this self-sufficiency when it comes to technology, in that context, I believe Prime Minister's statement is very critical, that we are not just the consumers now, blindly consuming whatever they are trying to dump in our market. Now we are deciding our requirement. Even if we have to import something, we are importing on our own terms. That is the change that we have achieved in last few years.
Mr. Kedkar, we saw Chandrayaan space station mission by Group Captain Subhanshu Shukla recently, establishment of 10,000 Atal tinkering labs with another around 25,000 to be added soon, new IIITs being added. The STEM courses perhaps never had before seen such encouraging atmosphere to scale up. Now, how do you see this, given this conclave which is happening, which of course would be giving a big push to the domain?
See, this is a part of evolving an ecosystem. As Prime Minister said, you know, there is a very important aspect where 43% women, your girl students are now in STEM education. Now, again, this is a very remarkable thing because many in the world would not believe in Chandrayaan mission we have seen, or even for that matter, Mangalyaan, the kind of contribution that women scientists have made. Yesterday, Prime Minister mentioned about our cricket team, but that was just a reference point. That clearly shows an Atal Tinkering Lab. All these things basically mean that we are building future scientists. We are developing critical thinking right from childhood up to higher education level so that the scientists for future are built to deal with emerging technologies.
Thank you so very much, Mr. Kedkar, for having joined us and shared your views with our listeners. Thank you.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on Emerging Science, Technology and Innovation Conclave 2025, Powering India's Ambition to Become a Global Innovation Hub. The participants were Praful Kedkar, political analyst, and Nishit Kumar, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani.
Spotlight.